I think maybe the most prominent aspect of the record is
you know, there's a war being waged upon us, and I'm just trying to collect it with sound. That's what we're just a sonic medics, you know what I'm saying? That's what we're trying to do.
This is Georgia Ann Moudreau, medic on the field.
It's not very shocked.
As an honesty.
You know, it's not painfully self-aware. I'm not painfully self-aware anymore. I'm able to say what I want to say without rationalizing it, without qualifying it, or without even really feeling the need to contextualize it that thoroughly. I think that would be confusing for a lot of people. It's louder, man. But it's like, shit, man. I don't know. It feels really good. It feels dope. It feels like a breakthrough in the sense of it has all the components of
the embroidering machine.
Each album has been a lesson. And it has all the components of those lessons, but it also is just this breakthrough moment. In a lot of ways, like with this one, I've been saying, I wish this could have been the first thing I ever made. And just having to like learn how to take criticism to a degree and learn also when to just ignore it, you know, entirely. And I
auto-dictate my diet.
That was really the pinnacle of me learning to ignore this entirely.
You know, I mean, sure. The positive messages come through because it's what I need to hear. You know what I mean? It's just like how the blues, they sing blues because they need to sing for themselves. You know, the greater legacy I hope to leave is what people will say about themselves. So.
When the hum become the hymnal.
Everyone else conflates the mystical bullshit that you hear about musicians with, like, they treat that as if it were a rubric with which to judge musicians and their success. And so then it's like, what? I don't know, man. I don't pretend to have all the answers. I just feel weird. But yeah, with this one, it can work out in that sense of timing.
What I really hope for Azzy that I am partaking in is what people will say about themselves and think about themselves and do for themselves.
Is probably when all the tracks are assembled and the album is there, just in its finished glory, and you can kind of see the bigger picture for what it is. Because, you know, while you might have an idea or a concept for what you want to make while you're in the middle of making it, when it's actually done, it may end up like something totally different, you know? And the thing is, even though you have an idea, you don't know what you're making. You don't even really fully know what it is yet until it's completely realized. In a weird sense, I mean, in a very, I guess, a technical and frank sense.